Radio Prague News. The opposition party Dawn has launched a petition calling for the tightening of EU immigration policy. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka is to meet with a former head of the prison service who was recalled from his post last week. And preparations are underway for celebrations marking the 10th anniversary of the country's accession to the European Union on May 1st. The opposition party Dawn has launched a petition calling for the tightening of EU immigration policy. Dawn's chairman, Tomio Okamura, told reporters on Tuesday that his party would not tolerate illegal migrants and it would like to introduce strict quotas for legal migrants. The Czech Republic does not need unadaptable foreigners or religious fanatics. They need us. They want to sponge off our system, Okamura said, adding that there were millions of unemployed people in Europe whom their governments should help instead of supporting foreigners. Dawn members are collecting signatures all over the Czech Republic. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka is to meet with Petr Dohnal, the former head of the prison service, who was recalled from his post last week by Justice Minister Helena Válková. The Justice Minister cited loss of trust in Mr. Dohnal and his abilities to reform the prison service successfully. The dismissed head of the prison service says he will attack her decision in court, considering it unjust and ungrounded. The Prime Minister has said he wants to hear both sides of the story. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and Finance Minister Andrej Babiš on Tuesday failed to reach agreement on a state contribution to hospitals in compensation for the hospital fees that were scrapped at the beginning of this year. Although the government has approved a proposal to give hospitals 2.1 billion crowns in 2014, the two sides are still at odds over what financial assistance hospitals should get in the coming years. Finance Minister Babiš argues that hospitals could save vast amounts of money through better management and is opposed to generous handouts from state coffers. The issue will be debated again at Wednesday's cabinet meeting. Two candidates are in the running for the post of police president vacated by the resignation of Martin Pecina in February, the CTK news agency reports. One of the candidates is Pecina's former deputy Tomáš Tuhý, who is presently running the force as acting police president. The second candidate is reportedly the head of the inspection agency of the police force, Dušan Brunclík. The next police chief will be selected by a special commission after presenting his long-term vision of the force. A decision is expected early next week. Preparations are underway for celebrations marking the 10th anniversary of the country's accession to the European Union on May 1st. The authorities are planning a series of events, including conferences, exhibitions and concerts. An international conference entitled The Czechs Through the Eyes of Europe, Europe Through the Eyes of Czechs, is taking place at Prague Castle this Friday. It will be addressed by President Miloš Zeman, European Parliament President Martin Schulz, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, EU Commissioner for Expansion Stefan Füle and former Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti, among others. EU President Herman Van Rompuy will be present at the celebrations, arriving in Prague on April 30th. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be overcast with rain in places and day temperatures between 10 and 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.